This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a fan of the ALE.
Showtime!
Oh, man. Do you want to put me in a bad mood and you play that?
Tessitore?
Tessitore.
I'm excited about these picks.
Wow.
Showtime!
All right. AL East division, we will focus on those picks in about 15 minutes. Padres have made pretty much their final roster moves ahead of opening day with Luis Campusano, Connor Joe, being optioned, and then pitcher Steven Kolick and Ron Marinaccio also going to AAA El Paso. So the five-man rotation is set. It's going to be Vasquez. It's going to be Kyle Hart working along with Pivetta and Cease, and the opening day starter, Michael King. So, you got it all. We're ready. Got our 26.
Real quick, before we hop into this, you guys want some fun facts from MLB 2024?
Yes, of course.
State of the game. Average game time in 2024 was 236, 4 minutes shorter than 2023, 34 minutes less than the average game time in 2021.
Wow, how much? 34?
34.
That's a big difference.
That is huge.
Over the course of a season.
That's 3 hours and 4 minutes versus
230.
Yeah.
That's a whole TV show you could watch.
Yeah, no kidding. Continue to cut out dead time. Time between pitches with runners on base, duration of pitching changes, and length of batter timeouts all decreased. So all those things that can add to time all went down. Only 0.25 violations per game. That's one every four games. A 78% of the games didn't have any violations at all.
It's going in the right direction.
I had a I saw something last night real quick, and then Daily Gambit.
I got another. I got some more little tidbits.
Oh, you got
for
more?
You. Yeah.
You want to do it?
Modifications
now?
For 2025. You want to hear these shift restriction penalties? The change when an illegally positioned infielder fields a batted ball, the batter is placed on first base, and all runners advance one base. That's a change from last year. The rationale behind it, placing the hitter at first base is more logical reward than adding a ball to the count and returning the hitter to the plate. Let's see. Running through second or third base. This was the one that
we talked a little bit about it.
Oh,
right?
Where you run out into the outfield to try and get a guy in from third.
Right.
Yeah.
If a runner runs through second or third base on a potential force play and is ruled out on the field, he can be called out for abandonment if he is ruled safe on instant replay, but does not attempt to hold the base or advance to the next base. Enforcement call may only be made by the replay official when a force out at second or third is overturned.
I like. I would love to see an umpire announce to the crowd that the runner is out because of abandonment.
Yeah, that would be
brand new.
That would have to be. They would have to open their mics and actually say those.
Wouldn't
things.
That be nice if the umpires could do that this year for us? Since,
it would be nice.
They have the technology to do so. The NFL officials do a really good job of explaining. What was the ruling again in the playoff game where Green Bay or Washington kept jumping offside and Philadelphia kept trying to tush-push?
Yeah.
And the ref said, I forget what he said.
He said something along the lines of, if they continue to do it,
we can award a touchdown. Yeah, something like that. It was really funny.
That's all I got.
All right, very good. I'll tell you what I watched last night a little bit later, but it kind of goes along with what you're talking about. Let's do Daily Gambit instead now.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I just got to say, this Juju Watkins injury, everybody's always complaining about seeing it, but the ESPN literally shows the play 150 times.
That was heartbreaking.
It was. You saw her go down. You saw her in a lot of pain. But ESPN has no issues with replaying this 150 times.
I refuse to watch it.
It's not like gross or anything. It's just a bad moment for her. Yeah. So.
Well, okay. She's out not only the rest of the season, but most who knows season. How much of next season, yeah. too. It's a shame.
It's a shame. I mean, Paige
Beckers
went through the same thing, I think, her sophomore year. Tore ACL.
Yeah. It's, women's college basketball has so much star power that it never had before, but it hurts to lose maybe
this
your
one.
Biggest star.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't see torn ACLs often in a basketball game.
Oh, yes, you do.
You know, I believe studies show that women are more susceptible to ACL tears.
Yeah, I can name at least a half dozen Aztecs that have happened to over the years.
Really?
Yeah. If not more, yeah.
All right, well, false information again by Matt Scravey over here.
You don't hear about ACLs very
Nobody
much.
Ever gets hurt
I was
basketball.
Trying to think, like, when was the last time I heard of an ACL? I hear groin, I hear foot, I hear back, I hear whatever the heck, what's his name, Embiid is complaining about at the moment. Anyway, let's get into it. LSU women last night, -10.5 against Florida State. Chris and I went LSU. LSU won by 30. Mm. UConn women, -29.5. And Chris, it's not SDSU, it's SDST. Is how they South Dakota State.
Yeah.
I think SDSU might be actually taken, so you can't use it.
Sorry.
Anyway, UConn -29.5 against South Dakota State. We both chose UConn. UConn won 91-57, so they barely covered, but they crushed South Dakota State.
Yeah, they did.
Lakers -4.5 at the Orlando Magic. Chris chose the Lakers. I chose the Magic. Magic win 118-106. Denver -3 against the Bulls. Chris chose Denver. I chose the Bulls. Bulls win 129-119.
Notice how I'm not popping off to Tony because...
The Bulls won. They beat our butt.
I know they did, but the two teams play again Thursday.
Oh, we get our get
in
back.
In Chicago, right.
If the time Bulls, to get our lick back.
If the Bulls get that win, then I will be popping off, but not until then.
All right, next one, Jason Tatum. Who had more points, Jason Tatum at the Kings or Ant-Man at the Pacers? Chris went... Ant-Man, I went with Jason Tatum. Even though Jason Tatum got hurt, he still scored 25 points. And Ant-Man scored 17.
Yeah, Jason Tatum twisted his ankle, had to leave the game on a three-pointer that he shot from right in front of the bench, like 30
guy's
feet
foot
away.
Underneath him,
he
yeah.
landed, but he still made the shot. I mean, that's these guys are crazy good.
They are. Last one, Giannis. I almost called him Giannis. Giannis, over-under 51.5 points plus rebounds plus assists. Chris and I went over. He went 31-10-5 for 46, so we lose that one.
He didn't quite make it. All right, we've got OKC on the road at Sacramento tonight. OKC favored by 9 on the road. They've won 6 in a row. They have the best record in the NBA. They're 13 games ahead of second place in the West. Yeah, nobody thinks they're going to win the whole thing.
Nobody.
It's really crazy. They're 13 games clear, but no one seems to believe in them. I'll start. I'll take Sacramento. plus the points. Sacramento's embroiled in that fight to get into the playoffs right now. Just a half game ahead of Phoenix and Dallas for the last couple of spots. So Sacramento needs it more.
By the way, that's their own fault that no one believes them because they got ran out the gym last year when everybody was thinking that they had a chance.
That's true.
Dallas ran them right out of the building.
We'll see what happens this time. Who do you like here, Tony? OKC minus nine at Sacramento.
OKC.
OKC anyway. Scrape.
OKC.
Okay, can you see? Golden State Warriors minus 5.5 at Miami. This is Jimmy Butler
returns
to Miami.
He swears he's not worried about it.
He's lying.
He's not bothered.
He is lying because he didn't show up to work for like 3 weeks and he lost a bunch of money.
Nope. That's not what he says.
Tony, who do you like here?
He also said he didn't poop his pants and he did. So
he didn't poop his pants. I explained that one.
Tony said it was icy hot.
Scraby, nobody's going to believe anything you say after today.
You're making up stuff.
You're just making up all kinds of stuff. Come on.
Right. Where was that? What was the question?
Warriors.
Give me the Heat.
Taking Miami.
Cover, baby.
Oh.
They're going to show some pride.
Okay.
I'm going to go Warriors.
GSW. Heat just snapped a 9-game losing streak, which was the longest they ever had under Eric Spoelstra. But I'll take Miami here as well. I think they're going to, like Tony said, a little pride against Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler's over-under is 20.5 points tonight, though.
He getting over that.
Scraby?
Over.
Over. You think he's going to, he's got to light him up for 21.
He doesn't really care, but he cares.
Yeah, right. LA Kings minus 1.5 hosting
Real quick, before you answer this, are the Kings in playoff contention?
LA Kings, yes, they are.
Because, I saw the first playoff commercial for
it's
NHL.
Coming up.
And at the very end, a King highlight got in there. So I was like, wait a minute. They're back. They're in it again.
Top three teams in each division go, and the Kings are 9 points ahead of fourth place. So they're in very good shape to make the playoffs. They're 1.5 goal favorite over the Rangers tonight. Rangers are on the outside looking in right now. My pick, I'll take Kings at home. They've been dynamite at home this year, the Kings. Not as good on the road, but listen to this home record.
I must have been picking when they were on the road every time.
Listen to this home record. 25-3-4. Only lost three games at home all year, Kings. Tony, they're at home tonight if you want to use that information.
Yeah, I'm definitely using it. Give me
Kings.
King me.
It's great.
Kings.
All going Kings. And then one more NHL tonight. We don't normally do a lot of it, but the top two teams in the league this year are matching up tonight in Winnipeg. Winnipeg has the best record in the West. Washington Capitals have the best record in the East.
How close is my man getting to Gretzky?
He's seven.
Close. Yeah.
Seven. Ovechkin's
seven
away. I've
been seeing him chip away at it all year.
He's getting there. Winnipeg is favored by 1.5 because they're at home tonight. This is the big matchup in the league. Tony, who do you like here? Winnipeg, Jets, or Ovechkin and company?
I'm going to have to go with Ovechkin and company.
You like Ovechkin.
I don't want to beat Gretzky's record, but it seems inevitable.
I'm the same way.
I think it seems inevitable.
I like
now.
Ovechkin also, but I really think this is a record that Gretzky should always have.
I think he should have it too.
But there's just no way to stop Ovechkin at this point.
He seems pretty determined right now.
And if he doesn't quite make it this year, he'll come back for another year and try it next year.
I'm sure.
Yeah, Scraby?
J-E-T-S.
Yeah, I
Wait,
knew you'd go J-G- with
J-E-T-S?
Jets.
You knew what you meant.
Yeah, that was weird.
I'll take Washington because you get 1.5, and it could be a 1-goal game. All right, there we go. Our picks for tonight. And now, after a check of traffic, we will begin getting you ready for the 2025 Major League Baseball season. The AL East is first in our sights. The picks, the way only Gwen and Chris can do them when we return.
Back at you again. Mike wasn't quite fired up yet. 3:20 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We have finally reached that point in the show where we start to pretend like we know what we're talking about in terms of these baseball predictions, a little AL preview, or predictions / preview.
We usually end up just making ourselves sound silly when Scraby revisits these like 4 months into the season. And you're like, what
Turn
were
your
you
mic
guys
on,
thinking?
Scrape.
I just gave Tony the look. Yes, I, yeah. I bring these back at probably the All-Star break, I think.
Yeah, and it's like, and what were you guys thinking?
Did we do that? I think we did it at the end last
year. We did
year.
It at the end. I got really sick during the All-Star break. You were off during, Chris was basically fending for himself during the All-Star break this year, so. All right, what we're going to do today is pick, or right now, we're going to pick AL East, later AL Central, and then at the end of the show, AL West. But the first thing we're going to do, Chris, pick the AL East division winner.
Right off the top. Just got to pick who's going to win the AL East.
Yep.
Is it possible Toronto could go from last place to winning it? I don't think so, because Vladimir Guerrero scares me in terms of him actually staying the whole season. With that said, I think the Yankees are going to fall off. They have too many injuries. So I leaves it for the Orioles to return to the top spot. Even though they lost Corbin Burns, I think the Orioles still have what it takes to get it done.
All right, Tony, division winner.
The Bo Sox.
Mm. Oh, all the way. The Bo Sox.
They'll win this bad boy. Bregman, Crochet, and there's they added a lot of pieces to this team.
How about Walker Buehler?
Walker Buehler.
Aroldis Chapman. Liam Hendricks, good free agent reliever.
They have, and they still got the guys that they had last year.
Gold Glover in right field.
Yeah. What's the center?
Jaron Duran.
Duran, yeah.
They also have Trace Thompson in the minors, who had like 14 home runs in the spring.
Unbelievable spring.
Yeah.
Shout out to Trace, man. I like that. That's one of my favorites.
There you go.
But yeah, I'm taking the Bo Sox. I think they got this.
They're going to miss Nick Pavetta. That's going to hurt them. It's great.
I'm going to pick the Red Sox as well.
What?
Yeah. The Orioles just don't seem to be able to finish.
Okay.
They can't finish the season.
Well, they can't win a playoff game, but that's not what you ask.
I will say losing a guy like Corbin Burns doesn't help that scenario.
No, it doesn't. So I'm going to go with the Red Sox. All right, my last place team is going to be the Rays.
Oh, is this like a snake draft right here? We went this way?
I don't know what I'm doing to you, but we will do snake draft now.
Fine.
I'm going to go with the Rays as the last place team. They're going to be playing in a minor league ballpark. They are kind of in a transition year. Seems like they had, last year they were under 500 for the first time in a while.
Who's playing in the Tampa.
Yeah, gotcha. They're playing at Steinbrenner Stadium. So
80
Tony,
and 82?
Yeah, so the Rays.
Yeah, first time they were under 500.
Tony?
In ages.
Your last place team.
This is tough, actually, because it could be the Blue Jays, it could be the Rays. I could see a scenario where it's the Blue Jays. If those some of the things Chris brought up end up kind of taking hold, Vlad gets out of there, Bichette gets out of there. They get ugly real fast, but I'm going to go with Tampa. The kind of things that they're dealing with lead you to believe that it's going to be a tough year for them. They're going to be playing in the stadium that's not theirs all year long.
In the heat.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Tampa.
Oh, gosh. I just remember that they're going to be playing outdoors in Tampa in the summer. Chris, who's your last place team?
I just thought about that, too. That does suck.
I don't see how the Yankees are supposed to do anything without Juan Soto. How about from World Series to last place?
You would love that.
This is such a bold prediction.
Wait a minute.
I can't.
I would love that.
If the Yankees finish
last? A lot of people would stand in line would love that.
Well, you're the one predicting, so that's why I said you.
Are you going with the Yankees?
I am not. I'm taking Tampa Bay.
I knew it.
The Yankees aren't going to. I mean, come on. Yeah. They got Devin Williams, Max Fried, Cody Bellinger, Goldschmidt. They picked up a few people as well.
All right, snake draft. Chris.
What?
You're going first on the division MVP. I should probably give you the category.
Yeah, give me a category. I'd be happy to help.
Chris, just say something.
Say anything. Well, it makes sense to go with an Oriole since I picked them to win it. And I'll go with Gunnar. Gunnar Henderson, 8.0 WAR last year.
Starting
on the injured list, but he'll come back. He'll be ready soon.
Who's that?
Gunnar Henderson.
Oh,
will be my MVP pick. There's a lot of candidates in this division, though. I mean, Aaron Judge is probably the favorite because he's Aaron Judge. But I'll try Gunnar.
Tony, division MVP of the AL East.
He's thinking it through.
I think he froze. Oh, there he is. He got out of the freeze mode.
I'm gonna tell you, Devers.
Ooh.
I'm going to say Devers because he's going to be surrounded again. Because
he's upset.
And he's upset. He's out to prove that he wants to stay at third. I think this whole competition thing, or at least him perceiving it as competition, could be a good thing for him. He already is immensely talented. Now he's got guys like Bregman, Durant hitting in front and behind him, I'm assuming. Or in front. I think he's going to have a big year.
My division MVP, I'm not going to copy Tony, but that's a really good one. I'm going to go with Adley Rutschman. I know I didn't pick the Orioles to win the division, but if the Orioles are going to be good this year, Adley Rutschman has to be his rookie self that he was 2 years ago. Tony, best newcomer to the division?
Walker Buehler.
Oh, okay.
I think heavy Red Sox. Yeah. You know what? I changed that. Best newcomer will be Max Fried.
Mm.
I think, remember, Gerrit Cole is going to miss this year.
Yep.
You want to jump into Yankee lore? Come in and have one of your best That's years true. With one of their aces down.
You'll be a legend.
Legend. I'm going to go with Max Fried.
All right, Chris, best newcomer of the AL East.
Well, I think the best newcomer player is not necessarily a newcomer to the division. Anthony Santander. Now, he's with the Blue Jays now, but he was with the Orioles.
Chris always has to twist it into his way.
I'm not twisting it in any way. I'm assuming
he's a new face.
I'm assuming he's not eligible.
We have always done this as the new player to the division, not anything else. It's always been the same.
I know, but he changed teams. So there's a bit of a...
I'm not writing that down.
All right, then write down just for all of the Padre listeners out there, since you forgot about him 100%, how about Ha-Seong Kim? Best newcomer.
Hey, all right. He's new.
He thought he was going to a dome, and now he's going
to the Heat in a minor league ballpark with a last place team.
And a bad
Have
shoulder.
Fun, Ha-Seong.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy. All right,
I can't go with him. He's not even going to play till July.
All right, fine. I'll put Santander on there, but it's like
put Santander on there so you can complain about it when we bring it up again.
Don't worry,
in 4 months.
I will.
You know,
yes,
he is. Will.
My newcomer is Garrett Crochet. I drafted him on my fantasy team.
Good
again,
one.
So. Division Cy Young has to be Garrett Crochet if I call him the newcomer. So, Chris, Division Cy Young.
Anthony Santander. Is he pitching too? Yeah, I like your Max Fried from earlier, Tony. I'll go there.
Max Fried.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Tony, Division Cy Young. Max Fried?
Si.
Yeah. All right. That's it for the AL East. We will do Central next and then West at the end of the show.
We're not doing Central next. We're doing
Well, not next, next, but next
hour.
Yes, next hour. 420.
Boom.
420.
420, you'll get the Central. AL Central, that is. Let's get to break. What do we got next?
Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Yes! I came home right on time. Fantabulous Sports Game Show! Next.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
Coming up Wednesday, you can't brag about being right if you don't go on the record.
Yep, we'll make our final predictions for the MLB season. We'll write it down.
Listen to Ben and Woods weekdays from 6 to 10 on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Ben Higgins here.
All right, don't forget, 97.3 The Fan. This Saturday, big day, broadcasting live at Tom's Watch Bar. It's on 8th and J. We will all be out there from 10 a.m. to 3:15 p.m. East Village Block Party. And we are partiers. Ben and Woods will hit the air at 10 a.m., followed by the Braden Suprenant Experience, and then Gwynn and Chris. Check out all the baseball action while enjoying Blue Moon Coors Light, along with delicious food like Tom's Famous Prime Rib Dip Sandwich. That's this Saturday at Tom's Watch Bar, 8th and J, brought to you by Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This is when Chris takes a bite of that steak sandwich, Tony. This is what he does. After every bite.
Why wouldn't you? That's a steak
this
sandwich.
Is how it goes.
If it tastes that good, it makes you happy.
Chris is not buying this right now.
He took that from the broadcast of the Wyoming game, I think.
I remember.
You did say, you were like, I got this game so crazy, I got nothing left for you.
In that context, it sounds really bad, but
whatever. All right. Tony will probably be celebrating at the end of this next segment, because that's what usually happens. After traffic, we play today's version of Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And welcome to the show, everybody. Your host, Chris Ello. Our contestants today are one Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matthew Scraby. Don't know your middle name.
You should.
Matthew.
Matthew.
Oh, no, that's not.
That's my first name, first, Tony.
Sorry.
Tony thought your middle...
Oh, I got it, Matthew!
He thought your middle name was Thew. Thought the first Matthew.
I think I know your name, and the only reason I know it is because of your uncle. I think your name's Gordon.
Gordon.
Yes,
middle name Gordon.
We've discussed this multiple times.
Anthony, are you Keith Gwynn,
I'm
too?
Keith, yeah.
Just like your dad.
Yeah.
I'm named after my dad.
Sorry.
Still don't know. Thomas.
Thomas.
Matthew Thomas Scraby.
Matthew T. Scraby. All right. Good luck today to both of you in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I'll give you the category in a second. You will exchange what you hope are correct answers each and every time. You will get a point for it. Or in today's case, you may get more than 1 point for a correct answer. We'll explain in a moment. If you get a question wrong or a guess wrong, then you get a strike. Three strikes and you're out. There are 14 correct answers today, but it is worth a total of 25 points.
25?
13 is what you're looking for to win the game today. Of the 14 correct answers, two are worth 3 points. Several of them are worth 2 points, and the rest are worth 1 point. The category is... World Series losers.
Ooh.
In this century.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Teams that lost the World Series starting in the year 2000 until now. There's been 25 of them, but some teams more than once. If you guess that team with more than one loss in the World Series, you get that number of points.
Bada bing, bada boom.
All right, so everybody
bada
understands.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I don't know if Scray go first here.
By the way, my initials are MTS, Matthew Thomas Scraby.
Thomas, that's what it was.
Someone said Scraby must feel very famous on the trolley because it's MTS.
He probably
every
does.
Time they go by.
Excuse me, I am MTS. This is my trolley.
That's right.
All right, Tony can go first.
Tony, you go first this time. Give me a World Series loser in this century, starting in the year 2000.
The Yankees.
Yankees. 2001, 2003, 2024. That is 3 points for Tony Gwynn Jr. That is correct, Tony.
Thank you.
All right. Scraby, there's one other team that has lost three World Series this century. If you get that, you would even things up. But, you know, you might want to go for a team that you know has at least lost two.
Mm, yeah.
Or, you know.
For real,
I do.
Real.
I do.
It's your deal.
I do.
What you got, Scraby?
Texas Rangers.
Texas Rangers lost two. Back-to-back years, as a matter of fact. Yep. 2010 and 2011. Tony leads 3-2, and it is
Who'd
Tony's
you say?
Turn.
Rangers.
He said the Rangers. There are 12 teams left to guess.
How about the Phillies?
The Phillies! Twice they lost the World Series this century, 2009, 2022. Tony gets 2 points. He leads 5-2. There's still that team that's lost three times the century out there available, and there's many answers with two, but there's 11 correct answers overall. Scraby, who you got? Team that lost the World Series this century.
Let me think.
All right, take your time.
Yeah, take your time, player.
It's your
three,
show.
Three times.
Take your time.
It's your
player.
Show.
Oh,
we're just living in it.
Oh,
oh, those dirty Dodgers.
Dirty Dodgers have lost two.
Oh, it wasn't the three.
2017 and 18, back-to-back years, they lost the World Series. Tony, 5. Scraby, 4. 10 correct answers left.
Scraby just used the Dodgers.
He did.
Okay.
So far, the Yankees, Dodgers, Phillies, and Rangers have been taken.
Yankees, Phillies, Rangers.
Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Yes, thanks for keeping up over there, Tony.
Very good. Thank you. You can go ahead and throw the New York Mets in there as
Mets
well.
Mets are out of the way. They lost in 20-0 in 2000. 20-0. They also lost in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Two losses for the Mets in the World Series this century. Tony 7, Scraby 4. The team with 3 is still available. There's also, I believe, 3 teams left with 2.
The team with 3.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 left. Correct. That'll get you anything but a strike. Scraby, if you get the team with 3, you can tie it up. But
Can you get it?
I'm trying to think of the team with 3.
Can you get there? Can you dig it?
What? The Tigers?
Tigers, he says. They've lost 2.
All right.
It's not bad. 2006, 2012. Tigers went down to defeat in the World Series. Tony 7, Scraby 6. 8 correct answers remaining. There's a 3-pointer, 2 2-pointers, and 5 1-pointers. No strikes yet between the two of you. Tony's guess. World Series losing teams this century. Tony is hard at...
I got one. I just was thinking of some other ones. Go ahead and put the Royals down for me.
The Royals. One loss in the century for the Royals. It happened in 2014.
No.
To Scraby Gigantes. All right. 8-6 for Tony. Scraby, your turn with 1, 2, 3, or 7. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Or Tony went first.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, 7 right. Yeah, okay. 7 is left. Sorry. Go ahead, Scraby. Who do you got? Still the 3-pointers available. And 2 2s.
The only thing I can think of for 3 would be the Astros.
All right. Is that what your guess?
Yeah, Astros.
Astros, 2005, 2019. 2021.
Yes!
3 losses for the Astros in the World Series. Scraby takes the lead, 9-8.
Yes!
All right, over there. Tony,
all right, over there.
Yeah, he's all excited. There are 6 correct answers left. 2 2-pointers and 4 1-pointers. Tony, World Series losers this century.
This century.
Yeah, starting in 2000 until 2025. It's good music, at least. You know, we're gonna. Yeah.
Oh, the Guardians.
The Guardians.
Dang it!
That is correct. They lost as the Indians.
Yes,
the Cubs.
Time. Cubs beat them. 2016. 9-9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct answers left. Scraby. 2 2s and 3 1s are left. Teams have lost a World Series this century. Who do you have, Scraby?
I really hope it hasn't been said. I don't think it's been said, but the Rays?
Rays have not been said, and they've lost 2 World Series, 2008 and 2020. Gives Scraby an 11-9 lead. Feeling you, Scrape.
Scrape, you're getting on my nerves, man.
Feeling you.
That 3 really helped me.
There are 4 correct answers remaining. Tony trails 11-9. No strikes yet. Tony Gwynn Jr., who is very good at rescuing victory from the jaws of defeat.
He is.
Can he do it again?
Not celebrating.
Yeah. Rockies.
Rockies, 2007. They fell. One. And Tony picks up a point. That Dick Monfort's hanging on to that one.
He really is.
We went to the World Series 18 years ago. I don't know what you guys are complaining about.
He's hanging
about.
On strong to that one, too.
All right, 11-10. Scraby's in the lead, and it's his turn with 3 correct answers remaining.
Are they all one-pointers now?
Nope. Two one-pointers. There's still 1 2-pointer left. Scraby with
still 1 2-pointer left.
Scraby with a 1-point lead, but if you get the 2-pointer, the game is over, Scrape. You'd go to 13
you
points.
You can end it, Scrape!
You can end it if you get
goodness.
The 2-pointer right here.
Can you do it?
Can you dig it?
Either that, you could get a 1-pointer and clinch a tie.
Okay.
Or you could get a strike. There's
well,
a lot of
I
ways
know
this
for
can go.
Sure. I don't know if this team lost 2, but I know for sure they lost 1, and that's the Diamondbacks.
2023 is correct. Diamondbacks give you 12 to 10. Okay, there are 3 points left, so you didn't clinch a tie. I'm sorry. No. I misled you.
I love how he always gives me false information. I know. It changes my strategy.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, sure it does.
All right, there's two correct answers left. Teams that lost the World Series this century. There's a two-pointer and a one-pointer. Tony, you're going to need both of them to win the game.
All right.
But it is your turn.
Let's start with one. We'll go with the Giants.
Dang it.
2002. They lost to the Halos.
Dang it.
There's only one correct answer left, and it's a two-pointer, and whoever gets it is going to win. Scraby, you get the first shot at it, though.
I can't remember.
I cannot remember for the life of me either.
Who lost?
Lost two, even.
Twice?
Yeah. Somebody out there screaming at their radio, but you guys can't hear that. Scraby, I think you got to have a bit of a time limit. I don't want to, you know, be outlandish here.
You keep changing the rules anyway. So.
Scraby.
Oh, I know. He's incredible.
Oh, man. I don't. Oh, no. This is really bad. This is really, really, really bad.
Well, if you guess the wrong team, you just get a strike.
I know,
Tony can
but
win.
I don't want that. Okay. I'm going to have to guess someone here.
All right.
The White Sox?
White Sox. Not correct.
All right.
White Sox did not lose a World Series in this century.
They won one, right?
They did win Houston. Yeah. Yeah, it's a buzzer. All right, Tony. You can pull it out again like you've done so many times. You can break Scraby's heart right here.
I don't recall this team losing, but I recall them being there enough.
Okay.
Cardinals.
Oh, no.
2004-2013, the Red Sox beat them both times. That is correct. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yes!
has done it again. He has saved victory from the jaws of defeat. The look on Matt Scraby's face is as depressed as I've ever seen him. He looks like Lucky's been locked out of the house or something.
Don't you ever bring up Lucky in my losing again.
Sorry about this, Scraby, but
yes!
You must play Tony's victory music.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while.
Tony, by the way, Tony's screaming none of it right now. Like, he's all in. Are you in your feelings? I don't want you to be there.
It's I'm really only mad. A game. Because you know what? I just forgot one of the oldest teams in baseball when I was going through the entire thing.
To be fair, we both did. We came to the last guess.
I do it geographically. I'm like, no, no, no. Oh, there's nothing in the middle of the country except for the Royals.
I kept seeing Detroit and Texas every time I thought of the Cardinals.
Beat both of them.
They beat both of them, and I couldn't.
But they Boston lost to the sure Boston did. Twice. Yeah, Boston ended the its curse over the Cardinals in 2004. Beat them again in 2013.
Someone on the chat said, Scraby, just look at the chat. No, that's cheating.
Yes. Just look at the chat. Does it say in bold letters, Cardinals somewhere?
No one said Cardinals, no. I don't think.
No.
I'm looking. Russell Wilson apparently signed with the Giants while we were playing.
The New York Football Giants?
Apparently.
All right.
1 year, $21
million. Wow. Oh. We'd love to report on that, but we were doing much more important
endeavors. There it is. Russ to the Giants.
All right.
Oh, it's not $21 million. It's $10.5 million guaranteed.
It's a little bit less.
Oh, it is $21 million, but guaranteed is $10.5 million.
Okay.
Chris is laughing over there because I just lost.
I just like to see your reaction, and so does everybody on YouTube.
This is... I always lose, but this is a bad loss.
This is a bad loss. I think so. Because once again, you had the guess to win it outright. And then
who'd you
had
pick?
Another
the White Sox?
Yeah, no, he had another guess before that, and he went with a one-pointer. He couldn't think of the Cardinals.
Yeah,
if he would have got the two-pointer
there,
he would have won.
Well, I just love how Chris changes rules after.
What rules did I change?
Actually, there's more points. You can't actually clinch now.
You didn't even know what the Cardinals. That was the last one anyway, and you still didn't get it right. Son.
I told you there was 25 points at the beginning of the game. First to 13 wins. You got to 12. Sorry. So I misspoke. I did not change any rules. I mean, I already give Tony the answers, so what are you worried about?
I know. That's the problem. That's the problem, is that Tony always has the answers.
I would say that Tony is a fantastic actor.
He must be.
Because he looked like he didn't know Cardinals until it just came to him.
It did.
No wonder when I left the studio earlier, Tony goes,
"Oh, come on.
Send me the doc." To Chris, as I left.
Oh, yeah. Here's the doc.
First of all,
here's
have
the
you
doc.
Seen how he puts these things yeah, together?
This is the doc. It's
Chris has never doc. Looked at the doc in the.
It's a scribble, in his life.
Digitally, he's
no,
never looked at it.
It's a scribbled piece of paper. I don't email this anywhere. So,
hey, cool. Clay in the South Bay. Says, Scravy, you should be used to losing to Tony. Doesn't make it any easier, Clay.
No.
Doesn't make it any easier.
I appreciate it.
Especially when I was starting to feel good and I was cruising a little bit.
You should have won that game. You kind of choked it up.
I'm getting a bunch of texts. Braden just texted me, you fumbled the bag, bro.
I'm mad at Braden.
Why?
I'll talk to Braden about it.
Oh.
Straight up.
Gosh, discussion? Okay. All right. Yeah. Wow. I fumbled the bag, though.
No, I'm not sure. Mad at
Brad. I was going to say, what?
No.
I fumbled the bag.
You did.
And he said, LOL to your experience comment. So I don't know if that means he's accepting
of
it.
He might be thinking about it. He might be thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's not tripping about it.
Oh, this is a good idea for the NFL since we have a minute. They're thinking of...
like, let's move forward.
Well, I'm trying to get you away from this, Greg, because you're just going to get further and further into the rabbit hole. The NFL is thinking about spotting a touchback at the 35-yard line now rather than the 30. Why don't you just give him a touchdown? You know, why even bother driving down the field anymore?
Yeah, I don't like this
either. They want to get him closer?
That's what I mean. They keep getting him closer. Everything is for more
points.
Because, you know,
scoring seems to be harder.
Right.
Now,
nobody can score. You know, about the 35-yard line, you complete one pass, you're in field goal range for any of these kickers now. It's, yeah. I don't know. The NFL bugs me. Put one rule in to try and help defense just once. Make it look at least semi-fair.
I can't do that.
35-yard line. I mean, you got to be stupid now to kick it.
It is.
For a touchback. Well, you can't get the ball there.
It's funny. It's like you're almost enticing teams to not kick it in the end zone,
right,
but you also don't want them crashing.
You don't want it. Yes. You're going. See, this is goes right back to what we all said at the beginning. They don't care about the health of the players.
No.
They play lip service to it.
No.
Try to put these rules in.
Hey,
oh, we're going to change
it in
the kickoff
zone,
rules.
We're going to give it to the team at the 35.
Yeah, but last year there was not enough kickoff returns, so we have to have more collisions next year.
Funny.
Scraby comes up short. If you want to...
game.
I think... I honestly want to replay the last couple of minutes of that game on the air. That was really fun.
Why?
I just enjoyed you having two chances to win and not being able to close it.
And everybody wonders why I enjoy when Chris loses Chris versus the fans.
What was it that Alec Baldwin said in the famous movie?
What was it that Alec Baldwin said in that
well, I'm going to tell you what he said. It was ABC.
Hurry up. We got 3 seconds.
ABC. Always be closing.
I know.